Catherine, we gotta make a podcast. Okay. Go quick, okay. Quick.
Quick.
Hurry up.
Podcast, delete this. See you later.
You did it really quick. Good job. All right. Let's do a slightly longer version now. Stop it. Stop looking at the sun.
There's a pigeon. Oh. I have to get it.
What are you going to... Are you going to go get a pigeon?
I have to go scare it.
You're going to go scare a pigeon.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Catherine will be right back. How are you going to scare it?
I'm going to yell at it.
Okay. I'm Hank Green. I'm famous on the internet.
No, I'm his wife, Catherine. That's your weekly burp.
Together, we're
just
about
keeping it real.
Together, we're about to take a look back at the last week in our lives and in the world by reading, discussing, and critiquing my tweets. Welcome to
Delete This.
Catherine, look. Oh God, why are you making fart noises? It's distracting.
That's my job. I'm like the shock jock. Gotta insert the farts.
That's great. Why don't we have that? Bam, bam, bam,
bam.
We need a bunch of buttons.
Let's get this party started. Vroom, vroom.
June 6th, 2013. Here's my top tweet of the week. From 5 years ago.
Oh,
this
okay.
This looks very much like something that I would have tweeted today.
Okay.
And in fact, it is something that I continue to whine about to people. I want someone to make a Superman reboot where he is ugly and maladjusted. Why has Superman always got to be good looking?
Yeah, it's just unlikely that he would be good looking, too. Like,
he's a space alien.
He's an alien from another planet.
Right. Why is...
How would that end up happening? Like... He's a fine, fine physical human specimen.
He doesn't need muscles to have superpowers. Obviously, there's no correspondence between the size of his muscles and his strength.
That's good.
His strength way outpaces the size of his muscles, so he might as well be tiny.
It's all a very good point, Hank.
Every time I bring this up with somebody, they're like, well, it's wish fulfillment, Hank. So you want to be all the things. You want to be strong, you want to be powerful, you want to be kind, and you want to be hot.
They're making him hot because... They're equating that with being all of those other things. Like,
that's one of my big problems.
Yeah, no, I know. Like, you can't be kind and good and...
Yeah.
If you're not.
Yeah.
Which is just bullshit. We need to get
Judd Apatow to play Superman.
Judd Apatow? Not who you're thinking.
Nope, that's not who I'm thinking of.
That's the director who directs all those people you're thinking
yeah.
of.
What's that guy?
Either Jonah Hill or Seth Rogen.
Yeah, and honestly, I probably, if I had said one of those guys, I would have been thinking about the other one.
Yeah, I don't know that you know which one is which at the moment, right now.
Seth Rogen is the older one who's got he's a little less chubby from Mocked Up.
Yes, that is that one, but like his weight is not... The same.
This isn't my fault. They look very similar.
They look similar. They have, and they fill sort of similar roles in
right.
movies.
Yes. I'll say Seth Rogen. Seth Rogen should be Superman. Or Jonah Hill. I'm fine with that too. Steve Carell. No. The guy from Smash Mouth should play Superman.
The singer?
Yeah, Thin Stripe.
No. I'm sorry. Stereotypically, I'm supposed to be the one who can't recall the names of celebrities.
Erna Thullman! All right, and with that, we have introduced ourselves to this episode of Delete This, where we go through the last week in my tweets, and so we're going all the way back to June 3rd. Right now, we're recording this on June 10th. And then hopefully, if everything goes according to plan, it will come out on June 11th.
That's the schedule, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, if you haven't figured it out yet.
I just anticipate that this is going to be a really big episode for us.
Oh.
So I want to get all of that housekeeping out of the way for the new people who are undoubtedly going to show up because of how like next level this shit's going to be.
Uh-oh. I wish I'd known that when we were doing the intro to this show. Maybe I wouldn't have burped.
No.
And made so many fart noises with my mouth.
Do you want to know a tweet that I'm ashamed of from this week? There's more than one. Sam Sykes, who is a writer of science fiction, said, "Describe your last bowel movement with a film title."
Oh, no.
Do you want to read mine?
No, I don't.
Do you want the people to know about it?
You want them to.
Do I? I don't know if I do. Maybe I should just save it for the people who want to go look at the show notes. Because I'm kind of proud of the joke, but I'm not, but I don't feel comfortable saying it out loud.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. All right, well, let's just do that then. There are lots of good answers to that, though, if you want to go check it out. Let's read some other people's answers.
Lord, forgive me for this thread, he says.
Baby's Day Out. The Babadook. The Babadook is a fun thing to say.
Babadook.
Enemy at the Gates. Pineapple Express.
Cool Runnings.
Cool Runnings.
Oh, it can't be, though.
Well, why not? What's wrong with Cool Runnings?
It wouldn't be cool, would it? Is it coming out of your butt?
Maybe you ate a lot of peppermint. I don't know.
Oof.
I tweeted at Metamucil.
Yes.
And I said, "Hey, Metamucil, you're the best."
Yes.
And then I also quote tweeted that, and I was like, "Hey, everybody, can you give me a little help here? Because I'm trying to get my brand deal."
Jesus.
You know, I was thinking about one of the ads I'm going to do for them, and the ad's going to be called Metal Muscle. And it's going to be like, "I drink Metal Muscle every day." And then somebody's going to be, "It's Metamucil,
like
Hank.
Like Power Thirst?
It's Metamucil." And I'll be like, "Metal Muscle." And then it's Metamucil. And that'll be the joke.
That's good.
And then that's the ad. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's a 5-seconder.
That's a good one, actually. I don't mind it.
Thanks. You like it better than, "There's nothing like a clean pinch."
I hate that one. Hate it.
Well, the good news is Metamucil wrote me back.
Too explicit.
And they said, "Just doing what we can to improve your digestive health." Mm. And also other areas of health. It also lowers your cholesterol.
You know who hasn't
also
had
increases
Metamucil?
Who?
Me.
Ever?
I've probably had it, but I have not had it since last week when we had all these conversations.
Oh, you said you were going to try it. You didn't.
I say lots of things.
You say so many things. Brianna says, "I've never heard of Metamucil before. It looks like something I could benefit from. Thank you for sharing, Hank." I'm doing the work, Catherine.
You're doing
the work. The work is getting done.
You're doing the work one person at a time. I'm getting them one at a time.
I'm curious, like, what Metamucil's yearly sales are and what would be a big deal for them, for me to accomplish.
I mean, I think really what it is that you're bringing it to a different generation.
Yeah, it's a whole new audience that maybe they're thinking that, you know, they don't need this. But you got to start early. It's like saving for retirement. You are saving your colon for the future in which your colon is less ready to handle whatever you've done to it.
Really? You're investing in your digesting.
Yes. Yes. That one's also going to be part of my campaign. Metamucil, invest in your digesting. I'd messed it up.
Yeah, you did. Still some work to do.
The International House of Pancakes is changing its name to the International House of something that starts with a B. And that's happening tomorrow, where we'll find out what the B is.
Oh, boy, guys.
I think I know what it is.
Yeah.
You know what it is?
Butts?
Well, I said hashtag butts.
Sure. Why isn't it hashtag butts?
The International
House of hashtag butts.
IHOB. IHOB and IHOB are basically the same thing. It's just voiced or unvoiced.
Thing.
Yeah. It's breakfast.
Of course it is.
Okay, I was just making sure you were aware. What if it was, instead of the International House of Breakfast, it was the International House of Biscuits and Gravy, which is what I want, or the International House of Hash Browns. The International Heinz of Beans. Because I want Heinz beans for breakfast. Dang it, America. Catch up. Catch up with the UK.
Catch up.
All right, Catherine, we're starting early today. It's time for my theme music.
Oh, it's time for our draft. Tweets the hang,
no.
Green, then streets and drag. No. Hit it, green, to do good.
My other theme music.
Wow, I don't know what happened to all the continents in that.
I don't know. I'm looking forward to the draft tweet section of the podcast now, though.
Oh, you're talking about da-na-na-na.
Oops, I tweeted at Trump. I didn't tweet at Trump, but I definitely sub-tweeted at Trump.
Uh-oh.
When he was talking about how the Eagles didn't want to come see him and say hi and hang out. So he uninvited them after they were like, we don't want to come. And then he was like, well, you weren't invited anyway. And so the Eagles are a sports team here in America. And the NFL has been contentious a little bit. And it's worth noting that none of the members of the Eagles took a knee during the national anthem, though certainly peaceful protest is allowed in any situation because it's frickin' America. But then Trump took this thing, which was not about the national anthem. It was not about kneeling. It was about the fact that the Eagles didn't want to come see Donald Trump because they don't like him, because he's not a good president in their opinion. And so they didn't want to come say hi. And then he was like, well, they hate the troops. And so I said, respond to criticism of structural inequality by labeling it an attack on the military, you might be an authoritarian.
Jeff Foxworthy's new, new skit.
Uh-huh. And Burb Man said, da-na-na.
Hank. Gotcha, saw through that one.
Yeah, I was not at Donald Trump. It was just generally, there was a number of delete this references in response to that tweet, and I appreciate them all. So thank you. It's nice to see you guys out there in the real world keeping me honest. Let's do a couple.
Yeah.
I forgot.
I didn't know because you didn't really tweet at him, but.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
And then on June 5th, I say phase one complete, because that's when Metamucil replied to me.
Jeez.
And then I also said, my life really did change the day my friend Jeff looked at a rotisserie chicken and said, save me the skin.
That is true thing that happened?
It definitely happened.
But I don't really understand how it changed your life.
Well, I mean, there's an argument to be said that anything that happens to you changes your life.
Sure.
Also, my life changed that day in a number of ways that were not because of that moment.
Oh.
But also, it changed my life in that every time I see a rotisserie chicken, I think about Jeff.
Yeah.
But also, I have come to think of the skin of a chicken as a condiment.
Mmm. I see it as maybe like a seasoning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like when I'm making a tortilla and I'm putting some chicken in there, I lay like a couple strips of the skin in too. And then you don't have to put any mayonnaise in.
Sorry, vegetarians.
Sorry, chickens. And also sorry, vegetarians. You keep yelling at me. Maybe someday it'll work and I'll stop. Just send me a bunch of tweets being like, Hank, stop eating meat. It doesn't make sense.
We're doing our best.
So I've been making a bunch of videos on Hank's channel. I tweeted about that my recent stint of videos on Hank's channel is convincing me that I actually have quite a lot to say, and Instagram stories are a bad way to say it. What?
I didn't know this was an
censoring
edited
myself?
Podcast.
I don't know. It just didn't seem right.
You didn't want to say it.
I mean, all I said shit earlier in this episode.
Yeah.
But I guess I edited that because now I feel like I shouldn't have said it that strongly.
Okay.
So I don't think Instagram stories are bad.
No.
I just think they're a bad way to vlog.
Right.
The other part of this tweet that makes no sense is me saying, I actually have a lot to say.
Yeah, like this is a surprise to you or anyone.
Yeah. Like, you know what I didn't realize? That I have a lot to say, guy who's made 3,000 fucking YouTube videos. I've got a lot on my mind.
I'm never going to stop.
We had a new Delete This animatic come out.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Yes.
So you don't not watch those when they come out?
No, I watched it.
Yeah. That.
Oh, I am just so, so pleased. It makes me so happy.
Yeah. I ruined that one by having a lisp at the very end.
It just healed certain ways.
Certain ways.
But he was very nice and edited it so that...
You edited out the part where you made fun of me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He edited my mocking. I'm sorry if I'm rubbing my face a lot, but I have allergies and it.
Yeah, don't
itches.
Don't block your mouth.
It itches much. So much.
I'm so sorry about your itchiness.
Anyway, I love that animatic. Yeah, well, here's the thing. There's other people in the world besides Jimmy. I mean, I love that he's making them, but, like, he's got other stuff going on in his life. He can't just...
He can't only do this, but also go watch them so that Jimmy feels appreciated.
Yeah, they're really good.
They're so good.
Thank you, Jimmy.
I'm going to follow Jimmy on Twitter. I don't know. I hadn't done that yet.
You can, like, DM Hank now.
It's true.
Slide into them.
Oosh. I don't like that phrase. There's a very small list of things you can slide into.
First.
You could slide into first.
Diarrhea.
Oh my goodness!
It's the song,
that's
right?
That's the song.
That's what the song is about. I'm sorry. What I'm finding about myself is that I like burps and farts, but I don't like poop that much. I don't mind talking about like poop 8-year-old in
woman
general.
Now you're just, this is a thing that you finally discovered about yourself.
You might not be aware of this, but I'm not super introspective. I don't spend a lot of time thinking about myself and how I feel about things.
Yeah. How do you feel about things?
See, like that question makes me want to get up and walk the fuck away.
How do you feel about poops and farts? What? Tell me if you can parse it a little bit. Just look a little deeper. See if you can see what it is about those two things.
I mean, obviously poop is like way grosser because it's poop. And poop comes out.
Well, it's there in a way that farts aren't. I mean, farts also come out.
Yeah. But farts are like funny. And sometimes they smell bad.
Sometimes.
No, they don't always smell bad.
I think that if you smelled it, it always is a bad smell. No. Oh, God. If you smelled it, you have dealt it. If you smelled it, you have dealt it. What's happening?
I don't know. You wanted me to, like, introspection my poop-fart dichotomy feelings.
Either a fart has no smell or it has a bad smell. I've never had been like, pleased. But can they have no... I think that, like, a lipetamine fart might have no smell.
William J?
What?
Lipetamine?
What are we talking about?
I don't know. You said lipetamine.
Yeah.
You're the one that said it.
Was his name William J. Lipetamine? Oh, William J. Lipetamine is the guy from Blazing Saddles.
Yep.
I forgot about that. No, Lipetamine the fartist.
I don't know about Lipetamine the fartist.
You don't?
No.
You're married to me and you don't know about Lipetamine?
I don't know about a French flatulist. No. How do I not know about this?
I don't know.
He was French and he farted?
That was his job. He fell into a cold ocean and this is his origin story.
And heated it up?
No, this is his origin story. His superhero origin story is that he fell off a boat into frigid waters and when it happened, his anus opened up and sucked in a great deal of cold water. And ever from since that day, he was able to like use his rectum to like breathe in and out of his butt. And he could like play the trumpet with it. And he was like a performance artist. I can't believe you don't know about
Lipetamine. And he was known as Lipetamine, and that is clearly what Mel Brooks was referencing.
Yes.
And I never knew that.
I didn't either. I didn't, because I didn't know that was his name.
My life is amazing.
Yeah. Not only your life, everybody's life. Just like that we lived in
this world. Especially my life.
Sorry, yes, your life is very good. We have a great
life.
Sorry,
everyone else.
A grand life. He was once fined 3,000 francs for being...
gross.
Yeah.
Public indecency.
Yeah, indecent. Couldn't come up with that word.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Lipetamine translates
so much
to fartomaniac.
Oh, that's really good. I love everything about this. I have discovered... my favorite Wikipedia page.
It's good. It's quite long. He had quite a history.
Lipetomane.
The question is, are there any extant, like, recordings? Oh, silent film clip? Well, fuck that! What's the goddamn point?
The spit came out.
Why am I looking at a silent film clip of a man farting into a giant megaphone?
Why are his hands so enormous? Is he wearing enormous gloves
He's
on his hands?
He's got very little feet and legs.
How did he do such fabulous stunts with such little feet?
That's also Mel Brooks, isn't it?
It's also from Blazing Saddles.
Oh, okay. So
he could also blow out a candle from several yards away.
He once performed for Sigmund Freud. I'm just very curious if, like, I don't know. Part of me wonders if it was all just an act and it was all fake.
Right.
It was like he was basically a magician.
Yeah.
But because I don't feel like it's ever been duplicated. You know, there's 7 billion people on the earth right now and there is no there professional no, fartists.
I think you mean to say fartists.
It's all over. I told you this was gonna be a good one.
Jesus.
June 6th,
Steal
Ray
the
Brown,
Declaration of Independence.
He was an actual linguist. Explained Anderson 360 Scooper to me.
63 Scooper.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And I read his tweet, and
it didn't make any sense.
No,
to me.
It means nothing.
But at least. There's an explanation. I feel like an expert has looked at it and is like, well, it was a combination of metathesis and analogical reconstruction. And I'm like, well, if I want to figure it out,
I guess I can Google those things.
Probably could. So my second top tweet of the week, and it wasn't my top tweet of the week until yesterday, was just a picture of Catherine's tweet. which DFTBA Records was letting everyone know that there were 12 hours left to order the Peas John shirt. Catherine just said, I'm good.
Yeah.
And I said, my wife, everyone. 7,000 likes.
Yeah, you know how many people followed me because you did that?
A bunch of people followed you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, you don't have to tweet.
No, I know.
I didn't even quote tweet you. I took a screenshot.
Yeah, but it's got my Twitter in
there. But they got to go like type it all in. That takes a lot of dedication.
Yeah, people do that.
People do that.
Yay. Bumped me up over 30,000.
Wow. You're a pretty big deal.
Hmm.
Gotta get you verified.
No, thank you.
Don't at me is your bio. That's good.
Should I have more in there? Should I have more
in
there?
No, absolutely not. That was a funny joke. And I appreciate you calling me on my BS. And also just sort of like being the embodiment of everyone's feeling about this dumb shirt.
Shirt.
I like it so much.
It's on white too,
it's
or like
not,
ivory or whatever.
Ivory.
Ugh,
it's ivory.
It's just the bad color for a shirt.
Okay.
Oh.
I chose that was my pick. I picked that myself.
I don't like wearing light collared t-shirts because you know they're just gonna get dirty.
It's true. It's true. The baby's gonna wipe something on you.
Oh, definitely.
So there's this monster in the closet video of my baby in the closet grabbing his harmonica from inside the closet.
It's so good. Cute. His hands are so sweet and cute.
Yeah, I mean, I like started filming and I was like, is he gonna? And then it was like, whoop. I was like, that was perfect.
Yeah.
And, you know. And I got 1,000 likes. You know, I think people like, hey, maybe they're like, hey, Hank, we don't need to see your baby.
Well, good.
Yeah. And I'm like, dope. Perfect.
Good. That's exactly how I want it.
Dr. Oz.
Oh, no.
Tweeted something about medical astrology. Like, what does your sign say about? And I thought that it was maybe. So here's what I said. I was holding out hope that maybe this would be some vague but statistically significant. People who were born in summer months are on average slightly taller clickbait. But no, this guy has completely given up any connection to legitimate healthcare. This tweet is unavailable that I was quote tweeting because he deleted it.
Yeah.
But then I posted astrological medical advice from Hank. Aries, you're carrying a lot of tension in your neck. Eat well and exercise. Taurus, relationships can be hard. Eat well, exercise. Gemini, this week is a good week to eat well and exercise. Cancer, eat well and exercise.
Yep.
And that got a number of likes because, of course, we're making fun of people and that's what everybody loves.
Hooray! I love to, I love to ridicule others.
I feel weird about astrology.
I know.
I am not able to correctly articulate this point because whenever I talk about it, I get it from both sides. So I made a mistake on Twitter this week, Catherine.
Imagine if everyone was having good poops in the country.
No, seriously.
Yeah.
I honestly think that, like, there would be a measurable impact.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, yep.
I don't want to go into it, happiness.
But yes.
Yeah.
I think that would make a difference for people.
Mm-hmm. They should put it in the tap water. Just like...
Gross! Oh, no, they should
only
not.
On Tuesdays.
They should just have a special spigot.
Right. Hey, $1 million idea.
That's the psyllium husk.
The psyllium husk spigot.
Faucet. Or it's there's just like
at the soda fountain.
Yeah. There's just like a well in the middle of town everyone goes to to get their psyllium husk water.
Everybody dips their own ladle into it. I'm sure that's not going to be a problem.
Don't poison the Metamucil well.
Oh my God. You're amazing. I tweeted about Jordan Peterson. Jordan Peterson is a self-help guy, and he's also very opposed to social justice, is we might as well call it.
Welfare.
It's not really welfare. It's like just the entire idea. I don't know. The thing is.
Yeah.
So this is what I learned from.
It's hard to articulate without using words that are buzzwords.
Or at all. What I learned from tweeting about Jordan Peterson is that it's not something to tweet about. Because like, if you want to talk about Jordan Peterson in a way that the people who are fans of Jordan Peterson will be receptive to, you need to talk for at least 2 hours.
This is one of my problems with you and Twitter.
Yeah.
Is like you come across these people. And then you have this need, this driving, pressing need where you have to, like, figure them out.
You get very curious.
Yeah. And you're, like, spend hours and hours doing it. And then at the end of it, you're like, well, no, I did that, I guess.
Yeah. And then I'm like, well, there's nothing really to do about it.
Yeah. Did that help your life? Did that help the life of the person who you were learning about? Like, I mean, I guess it helps you have a larger, broader picture of the types of people there are, which is good, but I'm not sure you need any more of that.
What's driving it is seeing people be really drawn into these ideas. Because
I know,
there's
but you can't save them by trying to convince them of a different right. Like, they know what is right for them, and you can't convince them of something else that is right.
Yeah, I guess...
By logically trying to appeal to them in some way.
What you have... Yeah, I don't think that logic is the way to do it.
No.
I think that what my mind is telling me is the only way to communicate effectively with these people is to really deeply understand where they're coming from.
Yeah, like, and all have all
and,
the same...
And so then you have to watch,
have all the same references.
You have to watch, 20 hours of Jordan Peterson videos.
Yeah.
And be like, okay, where is the problem with this? Mm-hmm. I think that you're right that, like, and I totally do this, and it makes me very, very unhappy for long periods of time. It stresses me out. And at the end of it, what I usually find out is, like, I don't have the time or will to be the person or one of the many people who will help engage with this and sort of, like, bring it down to the level of, like, this is part of the conversation.
Mm.
This is not like, finally we've gotten out and we can see the glory and the truth of it all. And now I see the world so clearly. And then that happens for a little while and then you bring it back down and it's like, oh, this is part of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to hear a tweet about Grease 2?
The movie musical?
Yeah, the musical movie.
Sure. Is it relevant?
I mean, is anything
to the podcast?
I mean, it's a tweet.
All right.
There was an argument. This had nothing to do with me, except that I love Grease 2.
Oh, okay.
John, this guy John, says...
You didn't tweet it.
No. My daughter just informed me that she prefers Grease 2 to Grease. I consider this a parenting failure. And then Ben, I don't know who any of these people are, says, she needs to be removed from the home. And then Aaron, with an E, So the first woman of the thread says, Grease is about a girl who changes everything about herself to win a guy who's kind of dumb. Grease 2 is about a girl who works in a garage and says, I kiss who I want when I want, and then ends up dating her tutor, and it's directed by a woman. Leave that girl alone. She's doing fine. That's right! I'm so excited for the new world that I live in which Grease 2 is the better Grease movie.
Oh, I know several people personally who prefer Grease 2 because it is a feminist movie.
Right. Interesting. Do you want to do a Grease 2 commentary with me for Project for Awesome this year? Because we need to pick something.
I mean, you need to know that the music is not good.
Is it not good?
I mean, I guess it just depends on your definition.
I'm excited about this idea. Mystery Guitar Man found this tweet that John tweeted in 2010. Says, I've been trying to find Mika Kitty and Mystery Guitar Man on Chat Roulette for approximately a million years.
Oh my God.
Joe said, any luck yet, John?
In 2010?
Where did you find that tweet, Joe Penna?
Seriously, what were you doing? How also, did you come across that one?
Also, Chat Roulette. Oh my God.
Oof. Remember that song you wrote about Chat
Roulette? I wrote
Roulette?
A song about Chat Roulette. I used to write songs about things that happened in the internet.
Yep.
It's time, Catherine, sing me my other theme song.
Something happened on the internet. I don't really get it.
Not that one.
Oh, it's not that one?
That was the My Little Pony song.
No, I know. It's time for Hagrid's Draft Queen Secret.
Hagrid's Draft Queens.
It's Queens that drank, didn't tweet.
There's only two of them from this week. It's draft tweets from Hank. Okay, let's go. First of all, this person, Michaela, said, I fucking swear nothing in this whole entire world smells better than the person you love. And I almost tweeted, cover her in limes and yes.
I don't make the best smells.
You smell
but
great.
Limes
you smell fine.
Do but smell very good.
The reason I didn't tweet this is because I don't feel like people appreciate the smell of limes enough for them to understand what I mean. Lime is maybe the best smell. Just a cut fresh lime.
Mm, it's a good smell.
So good.
Mm-hmm,
it's a deep, rich smell. Hits you way deep back in the top of the heavy nose.
You can't explain it. It's a smell, honey.
It's a smell. I feel
that's the thing about smell.
Yeah, I think limes and iris are my two favorite smells. You could cover yourself in either of those things, and I'd be totally down for it.
All right.
Not both at the same time, though.
Oh, okay.
Seems messy. And then I didn't tweet this. In case you were wondering whether Roseanne's tweet was an isolated incident, she just liked a tweet implicating Hillary Clinton in the murder of Kate Spade.
Yeah.
And I decided I couldn't tweet that.
No, that's not. Yeah.
Because it was too. I didn't want to bring attention to that.
I approve.
And it was too sad. Like, I didn't know how to not. I didn't know how to express, like, the depth of my sadness.
Yeah.
About this. That, like, how sucked into this conspiracy theory many people are.
Yeah.
And also, like, the fact that, you know, there aren't a lot of famous people who are fans of Donald Trump. And you know, this one that we have found is also, like, really deep into the kind of the worst way to like Donald Trump, which is that, like, just a deep belief that
yeah, everyone else there's is corrupt.
There's some kind of massive thing happening.
Mm.
And it's just, yeah, it's, you know, and I don't, like, talk about this on Twitter, but, like, Roseanne was a big deal when I was growing up. And, like, such an interesting show and such, like, something I cared a lot about. And, like, it was part of how I found what funny was and, you know, and it was, like, it was really good and, like, and wholesome. Like, in a way that, like, Married with Children wasn't, but it was still about a working class family. And
yeah.
I don't know. It just hurts.
We did discuss this a little bit when we were having lunch together earlier this week.
Yeah, we have conversations aside from on the podcast.
Yeah, turns out. things do come up in our life. I'm often frustrated and saddened.
Yeah.
By people we once admired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hope that I never am that for anyone.
Oof. I don't think you will be. I mean, how bad What kind of bad things are they going to uncover from your past?
Well, my future.
Oh.
My past is pretty clean as far as I know.
Right, right, right. You could turn into something
weird. I don't know.
Weird.
Yeah, I could turn into something weird. And look, I'm already less progressive than a lot of people in my audience.
It's true.
As I've gotten older, I've gotten, you know, it's like those things have happened to me. I used to be like super, super anti-capitalist, and now I'm not.
Yeah, burn it down.
Yeah, I used to be kind of a burn it down.
Yeah, burn it down, start over.
So if I continue on this path from college to now, and then 20 years from now, I'll be basically Mitt Romney.
Hmm. That's exciting.
Gavin's like, so we'll be billionaires then.
Is he a billionaire?
I don't know. I think he's got a lot of money.
Hmm.
I don't want to do it the way that Mitt did. That's my new hit song.
You know, that man ran for president.
He did.
Right?
Yes.
He was. Was he?
Yeah, he ran against Barack Obama.
Yeah, like he was the nominee.
Yeah.
And I feel like I know nothing about him. Like I cannot recall.
You know
a fact about him. Is he a Mormon?
Yep.
Okay, that's all.
Yeah, and he was the something of Massachusetts.
The something of Massachusetts.
And he ironed his shirt on his body once. And
nope.
He what else do we remember? He did.
Oh, wait. Okay. He was the governor of Massachusetts?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Oh.
He was the governor of Massachusetts.
That must have been after I lived in Connecticut. Must have been after I moved away from Connecticut.
Yeah.
It's weird though.
Whoa, kitty, jeez.
Wow. It's that time.
It's that time. Crazy kitty time.
We've been recording for an hour, so it is closer to bed.
We need to finish this podcast up.
It is closer to dinner time for her, but boy, that's the kitty alarm.
She's a crazy.
Going off.
So John tweeted that he wants to do a 400-part series, shot-by-shot analysis of something. I suggested Smash Mouth's All-Star. We are both into this idea.
Oh, no.
And I tweeted, who do I talk to about getting Smash Mouth's music video for All Star re-released in HD? Because it's not. It's in like 480p, and it's frustrating to not be able to enjoy it in its full beauty. And so I asked that question, who do I talk to? And Maureen Johnson said this.
Somebody.
That's very good. And then I posted this picture of me counting the number of shots in Smash Mouth's All-Star. Ugh. And Amelia said, this is the wildest tally marking system I have ever seen. And I said, I had to do it really fast. Can you read this? Because it's my favorite.
The shots just keep coming. They don't stop coming. what the frick is happening here?
I was just making marks on the paper as fast as I could, and then for a while I was making them all at the same place, and then the dots are me counting the marks afterward.
Oh, wow.
And then here's my top tweet of the week somehow, with 9,000 likes.
Weird.
You can grow cherry trees in warm climates, but the tree never knows what time of year it is, so it just keeps getting bigger and never makes fruit. This isn't a metaphor, I just thought it was interesting.
Did somebody retweet this?
I don't know how it got so big.
That's weird, because it's not even, I mean, it's interesting.
It's interesting, but I also think it's a pretty good metaphor for some things. And I was like, I wrote the tweet just like, this is an interesting fact. And then I was like, oh, should I like finish the tweet by saying like, just like America,
no.
Or just like
YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah,
and just keeps getting bigger and never
harvesting its fruit.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I can't come up with a good metaphor.
So
I added this tagline, which is probably the reason why the tweet did well.
Well, and that's the thing, like, you just let other people
do
it themselves.
They're figuring out what it's a metaphor for.
What is it a metaphor for?
Oren just found out about pockets, and he's so stoked.
It was amazing.
It was really cute.
He's known about, like, shirt pockets?
Yeah, he's got a shirt pocket.
Because some of his little t-shirts have little
pocket.
Tea pockets on them, mm-hmm. But he hasn't really worn real pants.
Yeah.
You know, he still wears, like, baby pants that just don't have...
No, like sweatpants, basically.
Yeah, they don't have, like, pockets in them, but today he was wearing a pair of shorts with pockets in it, and I showed him how he could put rocks in his pockets, and he was like... Then he put rocks in his pockets and he ran away. He was like,
he's like, guys, I'm not holding the rocks, but I have them.
I have them. I still have the rocks, but I am not holding them. Yeah.
He really likes rocks.
It was amazing.
This is like his like eighth word was rock.
Rah-rah.
Rah-rah. Whenever we're walking down the street, like rah-rah. And we're like, yep, those are rocks. There they are.
He found some.
Found some rocks. They're around. No shortage.
They're really everywhere, buddy. Like, yep.
He's like, can we stop? I could throw some into the street.
Oh, just let me sit down here and I will just throw them.
I would like to throw some rocks, please. All right, we're going to end here, Catherine.
Oh, okay.
With these last two tweets, because it's a pretty good encapsulation of what happened. It occurs to me that it's pretty weird that I live in Montana. So, do you have any Montana questions? Can I help you understand this good place and its people? Because I wanted to make a video maybe about Montana, maybe on Hank's channel, maybe on Vlogbrothers, who knows?
Sure.
And then 3 hours later, I say, in all caps, for the last time, Hannah Montana is from Tennessee and then moved to Malibu. She never even lived in Montana. I got so many Hannah Montana questions. She's not from here.
Why did she do that?
I don't know.
Why did you do it, Hannah?
I don't know. Because she had a cowboy hat. She had horses.
Yeah.
She was always all about the country. But well, I guess it's, you know, they got those things in Tennessee.
They sure do.
But
they
it seems like,
and,
yeah.
And cowboys and stuff.
Yeah, they got all those things in Tennessee. So just let that be a lesson to you. Hannah Montana's from Tennessee. It is time for our viral moment of joy sent to us by our listeners. If you want to send us a viral moment of joy, you can do that using the hashtag Pipples or send them to @DeleteThisPod on Twitter. We don't deserve dogs. It says, here's a little puppy dog.
Oh,
and it crawls up too late and it just, I'm going to cuddle with this baby.
I love
babies
it so
and dogs. Mostly we talk about babies or dogs, but this one's got babies and dogs. Oh, that last bit where his face cuddled him.
That last little bit there, that's the one.
That was real good.
That's the one.
Right,
I also showed you that video earlier.
That was on Facebook. I tried to find it on Twitter. I couldn't find it on Twitter.
It wasn't on Twitter?
Yeah, it was on Facebook. Your mom sent it to you on Facebook.
Yeah, you're right.
It was a little boy singing.
You are my sunshine to his newly born little sister.
It hurt us.
Gurk.
It hurt us.
Gurk.
Oh, God. It was like a physical injury.
Mm.
Now, before we get to some words about words from the best tweeter on Twitter, linguist Susie Dent, we have to read some of our reviews from our listeners. Catherine Taylor Travelbug says, came for Hank, stayed for Catherine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
They said that they liked your laugh a lot.
Been working on it my whole life.
This podcast is truly perfect for whatever you would like out of your podcasts. Apparently, if you want news about Brazil, come here. If you want cultural analysis of 1970s film noir, you're in the right place.
Maybe.
Maybe sometimes.
You don't know. You don't know.
But thank you. It says great paranormal podcast. So if you're here for paranormal podcasts, also, 10 out of 10 would recommend from Wimbledon for Life.
Woo! Like AFC Wimbledon?
I would assume so.
Like Wimbley Wobblies?
And Scarlett says, relatable. I have to be on Twitter a lot for my job. It's a dark place, only serving to reaffirm how dark the real world is. This podcast, however, is delightful.
Aww.
One of the podcasts that I actually managed to keep up with, in addition to Dear Hank and John, everyone's favorite comedy podcast about death. Hank and Catherine, you guys are great. Thank you for everybody sending in your reviews of Delete This on iTunes. It's very lovely to see.
Yeah,
is one of the ways that we get comments from you, and we read them so that we know how you feel about the podcast. We very much appreciate it. If you want to see all the things that we talked about this week, you can find the show notes at Delete This Pod on Twitter. And if you would like to send us questions or comments or viral moments of joy, please do that. Use the hashtag Pipples. That's P-I-P-L-E-S. Thank you to Andrew Huang for the use of the track Everything Will Be Alright from his album Love and Desolation.
Such a good album.
Thank you all so much for listening.
I'll see you later. On June 7th, Susie Dent says, word discovery of the morning so far. Cosmognosis is the instinct that tells an animal when it's time to migrate. She has an E in front of that in parentheses. Emigrate. this could come in useful.
Mm. Mm. I wish I had that instinct.
Mm-hmm.